Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Okay, here we go. So, welcome to Wake Up Radio. My name is James Easton, and I'm with my co-host, John Dover, and we're going to talk about some stuff. How's it going, John?
Good, James. Good to be back with you.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
Good. Very good.
Just very good. Another exciting
yeah.
going on.
Just been working.
Working.
Yeah, just working.
So you didn't see the blood moon last night?
No, I didn't. I saw the back end of it. I saw the shadow going off the moon.
Okay.
Towards the end, later on. It was cloudy here, and then it cleared up towards the end.
We had some nice chemtrail clouds roll over and block the main event, but then they cleared up, and then we saw the... The eclipse.
Yeah.
And so then, anyway, I called, I tried to get a hold of you last night because I wanted to vent. And
yeah.
I talked to Doug Michael today. And
mm-hmm.
We made a show. It's a pretty good one. I've heard of it 3 times.
No.
Two times while I was sleeping. So it's like ingrained in my mind. And one of the things I wanted to point out was that it's abundantly obvious what's going on to everybody.
Hmm.
If people don't see it for what it is, then they're just sort of like, and they're not admitting it to themselves, or they're in denial, or they're cognitively dissonant, or they're shit scared. Or they're just a fucking idiot.
Or they're blinded by patriotism, too. Or nationalism. Identifying with your home country. You know, here in America, that's a really big thing. You know, it's like, oh, you know, if you don't like it, get the fuck out of America. You know, all that bullshit. You know, you gotta respect what the government says no matter what, even though they're fucking lying right to your face. And, you know... bankrupting you, you know.
Oh, yeah, and killing you.
Right, exactly.
So
for them, these people, to be just so blindly, just totally loyal to the government, you know, and matters of war and stuff like this, you know, while they're spraying you like a cockroach, I mean, it's just insanity. It shows how truly stupid people are and uninformed they are.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And how out of touch with reality they are.
Folks, if anyone doesn't know John, he tells it like it is. It's sort of straight-up kind of stuff. You know, there's no sugarcoating there. And it's like...
Absolutely not. There's no time
well,
for sugarcoating at this point.
And John has nothing to gain, I mean, except for maybe... peace and harmony one day.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's what we all really want. But,
right.
I mean...
We have to get the elites out of our lives. That's the problem.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And so this leads to the fact that it is obvious, and people are scared, and everything I said before.
Right, because they know what's coming.
So if that's
if I can interrupt, I'm sorry. You even have the Pope of the Vatican calling for a one-world government at this point. That's how blatant
right.
it is.
It is. It is totally blatant.
And he degrades people. He's shaming people that own guns. But meanwhile, the Vatican is the lion shareholder in the Beretta Arms Company.
Right.
Which shows you what a bunch of freaking flaming hypocrites they are.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Go on. Go on, James.
No, it's okay. See, I have a number of points I want to make that are all connected. The obviousness of the problem is one. Last night I made a video about basically, you know, there's 9/11. To me, it's obvious. I did my homework. And when I explain it to other people, I'm not asking for people to, you know, stick their nose in the air and give me their opinion or what they think or what they believe.
They're on educated opinions.
Exactly. I know what I'm talking about. So I don't need anyone to trample on my knowledge and understanding.
Right. You've done the research. They haven't. And that's
and so have so many other people. And, you know, logic dictates that over time, the more people that become aware of the truth because they did their homework, then the truth presents itself in all its glory, and it usurps the idiocy, really. I mean, the blatant stupidity of society that doesn't think, rather it judges.
Exactly.
So,
and that's all by design. That's part of the cultural brainwashing.
It's like, react, react, don't think, react.
Right, exactly.
So now there's all these other things. You got chemtrails, GMO, vaccines, fluoride, the wars, the Middle East, Syria, all these other countries coming online. You got the elites, you got this, you got that. There's this whole other storyline going on that is the real situation, and people are, in some cases, in many cases in the world, are living in a dream world that they're being fed lies to by the media and their government. And, you know, it comes to a point where all of this shit that's going on, you know, should all this stuff about conspiracy theory and so on, should hit home with people insofar that they realize that it's a real tangible thing to say that yes, there are conspiracies. Yes, they're provable. Not everything is a conspiracy, like flat Earth, which they throw
that's
in there.
I think been interjected to right, to just, you know, screw people's minds up and, you know.
Right.
That, to me, is just like a blatant, you know, them, the elites, you know, interjecting that into the consciousness, you know. In other words, to undermine the people that are seeking truth, you know, to make them out to look like, you know, nutcases and stuff.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
I
read
that whole, you know, flat Earth onslaught, you know, that just came out of nowhere all of a sudden. That's what I think
is
behind it. Right.
It's a fad. And like Anonymous, it will come in and it'll make an exit because no one's going to buy it in the end because it has nothing to stand on. And, you know, NASA doesn't tell the truth. Well, okay, fine. That doesn't mean that everything that NASA's done is wrong or not true. That would be a massive, massive conspiracy. but I'm just saying that they throw things like this into, or it doesn't even have to be flat Earth. It can be some bullshit in the fucking mainstream media, you know.
Right.
Oh, Michelle Obama took off her clothes and we saw her dick, you know, like, you know, something stupid like that. That would, like, totally distract all the stupid people. And meanwhile, they go and bomb somebody or they pass blood.
Yeah, exactly. They do their real evil while everyone's distracted. This is what they do. They they're like magicians almost, you know. It's like sleight of hand, you know.
Sleight of hand.
It's like bait and switch.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, they distract you over here. They got you all concentrating over here while they're mass murdering somebody over there.
And that's what they're doing.
Behind your back.
And
this is what they've always done.
Absolutely critical.
This is how they operate.
They are mass murdering people, and it's been going on for a while now. And they did it before,
going on
but
since
not
the beginning of time.
Yeah, it has been. But now they're rolling out they're pulling out all the stops. They're like, okay, let's fucking put the steamroller on Mach 1. You know, like,
right.
You know. anyway,
but my feeling is we have to really out that very point that this is how they operate and this is what they do because. If we're successful in doing that and showing the people of the world that they're pretty much dead in the water because nothing they do, I mean, it's already in my mind and what I see online and stuff, it's already happening in the sense that, you know, like all these, you know, fake shootings and stuff that come out, you know, everybody is just blatantly, you know, calling it out for what it is. It's not working anymore.
Either it's,
you know,
not
because
working or they're fucking themselves up the ass or they're by design clusterfucking
doing
the whole
it to
thing.
Agitate people.
It's all convoluted.
Right. I think they might be making it so false looking to agitate people. So they will react.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's a possibility too.
Yeah, like are they trying to edge on some kind of like elicit some kind of, you know, uprising?
Revolution maybe.
Right. Well, the revolution is the evolution of the mind. It's the battle of the minds. Because
well,
if you can
and
win the
they want the
everybody. Go
ahead. They want the exact opposite. They want physical violence.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want people to fight because that's where they're able to gain control.
So
order through chaos.
I was listening to Russian Prime Minister, or no, Russian President Vladimir Putin talking about, what's it called, how the U.S. is doing this and that, but they don't want problems with the U.S., and they want to attack ISIS. So they're making it sound like it's this, but really we know that they know, that Putin knows, that all the leaders know, that this is all manufactured bullshit anyway. So Putin's in it. All right. We've
seen absolutely. They're all, and no matter what part of the world, they're all elitists and they're all in the same club. It's like professional wrestling. You know, they make like their enemies in front of the television cameras, but they're all vacationing together in the Swiss Alps together, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So one thing I wanted to
take heed in that.
Pardon?
I'm saying people, you know, understand that in the upcoming times because, you know, people, you know, you see people like flocking to Russia. Oh, Russia's great, you know. Putin's, you know, more on the ball than Obama is. You know, it's being made that way for a reason.
It's like good cop, bad cop.
Exactly.
And, it's all a setup. It's just a frame. So my major contention at this stage is that what we have is a clusterfuck gaggle of many, 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 many groups, and we're talking this is worldwide, that are on the same page. They're all just all isolated groups. I'm saying let's coagulate. Congeal.
Right. Come together.
Into a massive unit, or at least maintain your own groups, but join a single group. That's why I propose Wake Up World as the group, you know, it's in order to organize and capitalize on everyone's talents and abilities and skills and so on, so that we can all. You know, we've done roundtables. Well, we could do roundtables with, you know, 400 people, 2,000 people, you know, a million people. All it takes is, like, anyone who has something to say that's of utmost importance comes to the forefront and stands up and says it. And, you know, it goes in a queue, and people just read through the queue. And, you know, there's got to be other venues than Facebook. Do this. I know a computer programmer that could possibly do this stuff. Set up our own type of social networking site that would allow for specific stuff. And so, you know, there is hope, but I mean, the question is, how much time do you have? What do you think?
I agree totally. It really needs to be a organization, and you know, like you said, a coagulation. People really coming together in mass in droves, because that's where our power lies ultimately, and their downfall lies. Because once the people stand up and you know, move and act as one, there's nothing these elitists can do at all. They're cut off at the ankles. And if we're going to have change on this planet, we need to do this.
I woke up this morning and the first thing I saw on my Facebook page was something from a guy named Mark. You may know him. He's rude sometimes, but you know, he's to the point, and there's no, you know, pussyfooting around with him.
Right.
It was quite simply a brutal picture of a young girl's head blown off from the mid chest up to the top of the head. It was just like a bloody mess. And
uh-huh.
I mean, how can you ignore that? And you know, turn on.
Well, people do. Or people say, oh, you know, they deserve it. You know, they're animals. They're all terrorists. You know, they buy into the whole brainwashing.
Yeah, that's the
which is another thing that really needs to be dealt with. Are these idiots that believe, you know, the mass brainwashing to be true?
Right.
And are highly nationalistic.
That's a
while their governments are trying to kill them too.
Yeah, they're gonna get it too. So.
Right. You know, you're also being sprayed by your government like a cockroach. If you don't realize it, you fucking morons, wake up.
Yeah, man, I hear you. That these people aren't, you know, it doesn't serve anybody to think that they're on the winning team, because we're all the losers in this world of lies and deception. And
right.
When it comes down to it, if they're going to kill people, they're going to kill us too. So
right, exactly. This is what people think. Oh, let them go over there and kill everybody in the Middle East. What happens when they're done in the Middle East? Where the fuck do you think they're going to turn next? To you.
If you take this scenario where all world leaders are part of the NWO, well, what does that make you understand then, that the whole world is operating at an NWO level? So
right.
Nations don't even exist anymore. It's just the semblance. It's just to placate those that think that this is the situation, but it sure as hell is not. Things go on behind closed doors. There's things being done without our consent. There's talk about democracy. Well, that's the biggest crock of shit. I mean, when you got chemtrail planes caught spraying shit on us, these evil assholes at Monsanto and other companies developing genetically modified foods that, you know, after three birth cycles of rats, they come out with tumors, and so on. There's
reproduce is more important.
There's so much to say.
They're sterile.
But we can sum it up as, you know, we're being fucked. And and if people can't understand that much, then they're fucked. really, the people we have to deal with, the ones who are dragging us down, are the people that are disillusioned by the Matrix. And that should be the primary focus of our mind control of the masses. From the good guy side, you know, we got to use the tools of the bad guys as much as they do to gain control of the masses, to come to the good side. Not stay in the stupid side, and sure as hell not go to the dark side. So that's my main point. You got anything else to say?
Just that the elites are bringing this to a head now. You know, we have to touch on the fact that Russia and China are now moving into Syria to take out ISIS. But the fact of the matter is that this is it's going to escalate.
Right.
To the, all it needs is one, you know, misplaced, you know, missile or whatever, and hits the wrong place, and that's it. You know, forget ISIS. You know, it's China and Russia against America.
Right. Yeah.
And,
exactly.
You know, and that's, you know, I mean, give me a break. This is all they do. You know, they want this.
They just play a stupid game with us, and
right.
They have a goal. Their goal
right.
is calling up the Earth. So they'll get there if we do nothing. And I want to finish off by saying that I read this quote by Henri Bergson, Henry Bergson. It explains waking up to a T. It's perfect. It's the best thing I've ever read on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my page. It's on 9/11, the biggest lie. It's on Wake Up World. We'll be doing a hangout soon, and
okay.
John will be on, Doug will be on, Eric will be on, Tim will be on, and whoever else gather. We're gonna have a powwow about how to start this little machine of ours that is gonna get super big, real fast. And I'm working on T-shirts right now. I want to get some Wake Up T-shirts. So people start wearing the damn things and sending a message, basically. Sending out an SOS. So that's it for today.
Awesome.
Thanks, John.
No
and
problem.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bud.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.